Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Dry Bones Connection on Friday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight I am so honored and so grateful that for a second time, Lester Loving is coming to bring us his wisdom regarding the pyramids, the crystals, magnets, plants, water, your health. I mean, he's just a wealth of information, and he's going to teach us the ancient things and things that we need for our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. So, Master Teacher Elder Lester Loving, welcome to the
jabba
show,
jabba.
Sir. How are you this evening?
Jabba jabba jubo.
Jabba jabba jubo, dear terrestrial. I'm doing well. And yourself?
And tonight my co-host is Brother Eric.
Yeah,
welcome.
How's your How's your fucking telekey, Baba?
That's right. That's right. How's your
fucking on the one.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm very grateful to share the floor with you two tonight. And, man, we don't have to there's no introduction needed for the event that the universe has gave us. You know, this is beautiful timing. And today is King Kamehameha Day in Hawaii. We want to shout out the Hawaiians. I know they're celebrating hardcore today and with this powerful alignment. And Baba, you're gonna kick us off with a weather report, which, man, we so waiting for it, man. It's a lot of powerful energy going on. And so in your own beautiful way, the way you bless us all the time, man, please come forth and give us some of this weather report. Tell us what's going on with these eclipses.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, there's the terrestrial and then there's the celestial. Okay. We just had the eclipse, and it was fond of the social media and mainstream to remind us that this was the Ring of Fire eclipse. Anybody see that?
Hmm?
Well, on mainstream media, they kept referring to this as the Ring of Fire eclipse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I have to say about that is a couple of things. So just let me just drink in tongues here for a minute. Okay. One of the things I learned from both astronomy and astrology is that when you have a full moon, then the sun is in one sign and the moon is in what most people call the opposite sign, or the 180-degree sign from that. When we have a new moon, which means that the moon is on the same side as the sun, then both the sun and the moon are in the same sign. So as soon as they started talking about how this was going to be a new moon eclipse, immediately I was led to the fact that the sun is in Gemini, and at that time the moon was also in Gemini. And the parallel, of course, is this has to do all about Gemini. And the image that we have, you know, is that Gemini is the twins. And we always see them together, don't we?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yes.
You know, It's good every once in a while to take the booty and apply it to the seat and then open a book. So when I cracked this bad boy, it said that the twins are at opposite ends. In other words, one of the twins is in heaven or the celestial realm, and the other twin is on the terrestrial or earthly realm. And,
okay.
and their names are Castor and Pollux. So go back and forth.
My slam music.
Sometimes Castor's up in the heavens, and then Castor comes down and Pollux goes up to the heavens. That image that we see of the twins together is as one is coming up, as one is going up and one is coming down, there's a point where they meet. And therefore they exchange at that time, you know, what each one is doing. I bring all this up to say that the key to this whole eclipse is in the fact that it's the Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire on Earth is the 5,000 volcanoes that form a ring in the Pacific Ocean. And for 2.5 mm-hmm. years, they are dormant. They don't fire off. But
yeah.
after those 2.5 years, all these volcanoes fire off at the same time. And they heat up the Pacific Ooh. Ocean, and they send a tremendous amount of water, not just heating up the Pacific Ocean, because it's in the Pacific, but there's a river. If you could look up, you would see there's a river of water that travels from the Pacific Ocean all the way up to the Americas and across America. It affects our weather patterns and our growing patterns, and farmers even talk about, you know, this phenomenon. El Nino and La Nina. We happen to be in the La Nina stage, which is the quiet stage, and therefore that's the drought stage, and because it's not sending the water to us. And now, I've said all that to set up the stage for saying that because an eclipse is a disruption, eclipse is always a break in the action, and therefore this particular eclipse is telling us, as those twins pass each other, they can say, I did this. You know, the one in heaven said, I told you to do this. And the other one said, well, yeah, but I did that. This is that
yes.
moment where we can break that cycle of repeating, or, you know, our habits or, the social constructs, and to actually get on a new path.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. So this is when we'll have help doing it.
Well, yes, this is the moment. I mean, I shouldn't say that because that's the way they portray it. This is the time period in which we can say, I can do better, or I can listen to my higher self and not have to go through these same lessons over and over.
Okay, well, that's good. That's a good thing.
It's always a good thing. It's just how we
yeah.
use it. You know, astrology basically is not what is going to happen next. Astrology is telling us there are tendencies, you know, and there are ways to proceed according to those tendencies. Just like when I listen to the news and they say there's a 20% chance of rain. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that tendency is to not pick up that umbrella. Because only two times out of ten does that actually happen. And what I'm saying is, even though I looked at the weather report and it said 20% chance of rain, if my higher self says pick up that umbrella, then this is the time to pick up that umbrella. And we'll be
yeah.
what I'm saying is, we'll make that connection between our celestial self, that other twin, and the one that's on Earth. This is a chance to better communication between our like I said, our celestial self and our terrestrial self. To put it the way that a psychiatrist would say it, the better the communication between the left brain and the right brain, the better, you mm-hmm. know, the more we are united in what we're doing, the more we send out that efficient working together energy out into the world. And we not only find other partners to help us accomplish our mission, but we also remind people that they can know what their mission is and find people that will help them accomplish it.
Okay, so everything lines up together during this time.
Everything lines up. Yes. Well, what I'm saying is, this is the time for us to work on that connection. And the more we work on that connection, the more the alignment happens. The time is not automatic because it's this time that will happen. We have to work on ourselves to make that connection, because there are some blockages and/or societal. Things that are put out there to distract them.
Yeah.
But
okay, Baba.
I will be quiet. All I'm saying is, there are no more limitations if we take charge.
And
okay,
now that's a perfect segue.
No more limitations. Okay, I'm sorry, Brother Eric.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's all with the flow. That's a perfect segue because I want to ask you about the other side of Gemini, which is the horsepower. Okay, so how should we handle that? That, you know, that thrusting horse. You know, should we like hold him back? You know, not let him get in a sprint, or you know, like how should we deal with the horsepower? You know, that's on the other side of Gemini.
Okay, well, I'm making a bad joke here, but you're talking about foot and mouth disease. Okay, and what I mean by that is, you know, Sagittarius is the horse. That's the horsepower, literally horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, it's the Gemini that gives the oral instruction as to where the horse, how that energy needs to direct itself. So the first thing that we need to do to take advantage of this particular eclipse is, you know, because most, you know, we're taught to hold on to the reins or to pull back or restrict energy, okay? And at the same time, what this double Gemini situation absolutely is telling us is, you know, don't pull on the horse, look at what instructions I'm telling the horse to do.
Okay.
So,
I like that.
You know,
yeah.
So we, you know, I mean, just like they say the word spell or curse, you know, and also, you know, when we say things, you know, we put words together, we create a sentence, and just like the judge. You know, that sentence will tell us, that sentence, when you get sentenced, it tells us how much time I got to serve for saying those things.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, you know, we have to look at what we evoke.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to look at our word power. And at the same time, you know, you bring up a point. Because sometimes before we evoke that horsepower, we have to spend time to figure out what are the right commands, and then the horse will do the work that we're telling it to do.
Wow.
Now, see, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. You know, the human eyesight, okay, is facing forward. So we always talk about peripheral vision and the fact that, you know, we can see, you know, we can see about 200 degrees in our vision. And a horse can see 330 degrees in its vision. It can almost see 360. So, we have to take advantage of both the earthly Gemini and the celestial Gemini. We have to take a deeper look at what's going around us, and then proceed.
Wow, well explained. That's on point. I like that. Yes,
well,
I believe Antoinette. Now, go ahead.
The other thing I want to say is that Sagittarius always is about breaking patterns. I'm going to repeat that. Sagittarius is about breaking patterns. You know, they are the iconoclast of the astrological pantheon. And the word iconoclast literally means to smash the image. So they're here to remind us to smash anything that limits our own perspective and our connection with the universe.
Okay. Now, are we still Are we still under the effects of the eclipse?
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Okay. I'm laughing because this is literally one of my scientific pet peeves. And what I mean by that is America, and by extension, our 21st century culture is all about precise moments. You know, in other words, you know, the eclipse happened at 5:55 a.m. You know, no. Even if you looked at the eclipse, you would know that that's a two-hour event. Like if it was daytime, when there've been eclipses during the daytime, it doesn't go from nothing to eclipse to nothing. It gets cooler. You know, literally the temperature, goes down. The light gets dimmer, and then it gets dark. Okay, so what I'm saying is in both astronomy and astrology, it's been known for at least 10,000 years that a solar eclipse has a year effect, and a lunar eclipse has a monthly effect.
Mm-hmm.
So since this is a solar eclipse, then this effect of us, this effect of our connecting with our other self and maintaining that communication, that's the other thing I want to say. We think of all communication as being outside, our recent president, who was an orator. He took every opportunity to get up and talk in front of people. But the communication I'm talking about is between ourselves. I mean, even though we only have one self, but I'm saying our higher self versus our terrestrial self. So we have to turn to that type of communication as well as the outside communication. So I'm trying to answer your question. The effect of this solar eclipse will last for another year.
Oh, okay.
So that's a year that we have to work on these principles. And, of course, there's three sets of eclipses throughout any given year. So we got two more to go. We are also in Mercury retrograde, which is a perfect thing because communication, when we're in Mercury retrograde, we have to, write things down and then have the person repeat it and then call them back and make sure that's the right thing. So communication is really key right now.
Hmm. Okay. So I'm getting it. I'm catching it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just trying to address your question. Just like when I throw a pebble into a pond, okay?
Yeah.
When the pebble hits that water, that could be considered the eclipse.
Oh, okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. but the effect of that pebble... The ripples come out, okay,
and they
go out. But then what happens?
They go away.
No, they do not. They hit the definition, the border of whatever contains that water, and then they go back.
Oh.
Yeah, go run a bathtub tonight and throw a penny in there. The waves go out. They don't dissipate. They go back. All waves. I'm going to tell you right from the graffiti off of the walls of ancient Egypt. All waves seek their point of origin.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, brother?
Yeah.
My brother, did you hear that?
I got it. I got it loud and clear.
All waves seek their point of origin. And that's why this communication is so important.
Yes, absolutely. I remember one time you told me I could
Go ahead, Babette.
No, you go ahead, Antoinette, please.
No, well, mine was completely off topic, so
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay, all right.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Just stand with the theme of the wave coming back. Lester, you
yes.
told me I could stand wherever I am, in the desert even, and call a dolphin and a whale, and they will hear me.
That's right.
Remember you
yes,
told me
exactly
that?
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Well, see, once again, I was
I love that.
I was hip to that when I went to the dolphin conference. And the two gentlemen that were there, you know, they had all the equipment that I dreamed about having in order to do experiments. And so they're describing this equipment, and they're saying that every whale has its own name. And so even though they travel in their pods, you know, sometimes they drift off or they look for certain things, but, you know, they can call to their pod member. But then he said, because of the mineralization in the water, in other words, sound gets absorbed and bounces off of things in the air. And because there are more things in the water, sound has more to bounce off of and is louder and travels faster than it does in the air. I'm going to repeat that. Sound travels faster through water than it does through air. That's why we love music so much. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. Okay, so. This gentleman said that even though these whales travel in their own individual pods, they each have their own individual name. And, you know, like, you know, you have four brothers and y'all each get married and y'all move to different cities. Okay, every whale can communicate with any other whale anywhere on Earth through the water.
Oh. Okay, so they have their own language and everything, so.
Well, everything has their own language.
Yeah.
Okay. what I'm saying is the medium of Earth, the actual structure of Earth itself, the water that's on Earth. If you're in the desert, you know, you've got quartz crystals, but we're still made of water. And each one of our cells, every cell can talk to any other cell, both within our bodies and with any other body.
Okay.
That's where they got the name cell phone.
Oh.
And we fooled enough to pay for it.
Yeah. That's
we can talk. We do that already. Okay. I ain't going to the New Age. I've been to too many New Age conferences, and people are like, is it possible? No, we've been doing that.
Yeah.
We've been doing that. So communication, and here's another poke in the eye, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I went to school for 12 years in order to get a high school diploma.
Yeah.
And in those 12 years, not once did they talk about communication.
True. That's true.
No, you can say true, but what I'm saying is there is something that I need to use every single day of my life. Then that's not a full education.
No. But they don't give full education, and it's worse today.
You're missing my point, okay? What I'm saying is whatever they don't give us, that is what we are here to educate ourselves about. And therefore, everything starts with education. I'm not talking about indoctrination. That's the whole thing. And that's what I mean. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That I have to communicate with myself first. And learning how to communicate and trust the information that comes from our higher selves and from beyond, that's what this time period is about.
Okay. My co-host.
Thank you, Bob. That was good.
My co-host, he has his hand up. I'm going to bring Brother Eddie in, okay, y'all?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brother Eddie?
Greetings, family. Eddie, greetings, family. Greetings, family. How's everybody doing this evening?
Well, and yourself?
Very well.
How are you?
Very well.
Better than yesterday, so I'm a little upbeat, up-tempo, so yeah. You know, no funerals today, no visitations, so everything's fine. But just to add on to the conversation and put the little numbers in it. Sorry I missed the program yesterday, Eric. I wanted to get there, but everything that was happening on my end slowed me down. But I'll get with it the next time. But anyway, brother, you're right on point. I'm loving it. I'm going to just throw a couple of numbers with you. Since you are talking about the eclipse and everything and talking about that number that we are now, 2021, you just said 12. 12 damn years. And didn't teach you no goddamn communication. Ain't that something? Man, oh, man, oh, man. But that's what it is. See, education for us with the number, education's 34, that's a 7. 7 is our nature. Nature is 25, but it's also our consciousness is 34, which is that 7, just like education being 34 is a 7. So that's what it is. What they don't teach us through their so-called education, we teach ourselves through nature and our consciousness. It's called a higher. Higher is 34 with consciousness 34. It's called a higher consciousness addition to 7 and 7, 14, which is that 5. But back to that 7, back to that 12, during the school, why they didn't teach you, because they gave us artificial bull. Because 12 is also the sale that you just got finished talking about, which is our sale. Sale 12, which is 3, is called instructions. Our sales give instructions. Instructions is 3.
Mm-hmm.
This is why they put us in this man-made public 21, school 21. It's that 12 in reverse. And for some, put us in a public school for 12 years to teach us nothing. And we got to go through our journey in life to really find this out by connecting to one another. But first, like you said, first and foremost, the one is called self. One is know, K-N-O-W, know thyself.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know self, then you can master anything you touch. As Brother Eric was alluding to the other night, that golden touch, baby. Because we all have that once we master the self. And if I'm not mistaken, off course right quick, the last time you called, I think, my brother, correct me if I'm mistaken, you had another caller call in that you all were talking, and he mentioned the statement, as above, so below, as within, so without. And you said, yeah, you liked it, but you didn't like that last part of the statement. Is that you? Do you remember that? I'm talking to the guest, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if you remember. It was a caller that called in, and you all were talking, and he made that statement, it's as above, so below. And then he said, yeah, the second part is so within, as without. As, you know, so within, as without. And he was like, yeah, but you didn't like that last part, as without. Because we ain't without nothing. And you said, can you come up with another way of somebody? So I took it as a challenge for me to come up with something that fit that same much better that we could vibe on. And what I came up with, as above, so below. So inside of you as outside of you. Because there ain't nothing inside that ain't outside that we can't get. It's all connected.
Well, once again, I have a couple of things to say. I don't know what I was objecting to, but the full expression that's from the ancient people, the full expression as above, so below as above.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As far as you know, what is inside, it corresponds with the outside. Our Western science, and our nervous system tells us that we have both, and the way they explain it is that the sympathetic nervous system deals with the outside. The parasympathetic nervous system deals with the inside. So one is an active, energy. It starts from inside, and the other is the reactive energy that starts from the outside. And our metaphysical brothers and sisters from the past have told us that there's a third alternative, which is the inner axis. You know, we start from the inside, and then we relate to the, we communicate with the inside first. And then that communication informs us how to interact with the outside, not just to react with it. The thing forget that. I don't care what I said before. What I want to say to back up what you said is, in terms of understanding communication, and Sister Antoinette else asked me, you know, is the energy of this over? The energy of this is going to radiate every day for the next year. And you brought up the most significant aspect of it. When it comes to communication, the number seven plays a key role, because seven is stillness, and therefore that is listening. That's not just hearing, that's listening, which is a deeper form. That's allowing my inner self to hear. That's a cellular resonant experience. And then I know how to inform or to give feedback when I am not communicating, because I communicate within myself, to myself. And now I'm not just giving a knee-jerk answer back to prove my point, but to say, wait, I haven't even considered that. Or let me think about that. Or when was the last time that happened to me? So seven is very significant.
Oh, yes. Like I say, when I hear things with words, I just, they tabulate to numbers for me. So when you say it, eclipse, again, that's a number. It comes to two. Two is no more than the universe. So the eclipse is part of the universe, which is part of our mind. Mind is two. But also, two is communicating eight. Ain't that so? So all this is part of the same communication we've been talking about. It's actually coming through the events of this solar or lunar eclipse that we just got. It's information.
Okay, yeah.
Because we're not, you know, as they say, look up and look at this. No, you ain't got to look at it. You're a part of it. It's happening in and through you if you with it, if you're flowing with it, and it's communicating. That's the eclipse itself, the two communications from the universe coming to us, family, through the air. Air is two. They said it's in the air. All this, man, to me, I just see the numbers of what they've been lying to us, and it's been written in plain sight. And we're using the words, not knowing how to connect these numbers to all the other words with the same damn number that they have here. All this shit in front of us. That's why hitting the seven. Then it's that same consciousness we talked about was hidden in the very beginning at what they call birth. Birth is seven. That started at birth, because they started all this bullshit with us. We didn't see it. Put us in a box. That's why they call us a baby. Baby is, anyway, I'm getting off the subject now, fam. My bad. But please continue. Let me take notes. That's what I'm loving. That's what I'm here for, with my pen and pad, so I can take notes, you know, because you got a part that I didn't get. And that part is very substantial for all of us. So hopefully we're all taking notes so we can get that part that you have to give to add to the part we already got. Love it.
Right.
So I'm late.
Right. Right. Look, all life, not just human life, is dependent on the exchange of energy.
Exactly. And by the way, energy is also seven, along with the consciousness and everything you do. See, because the energy, it will give you energy seven, or it will drain your energy. That's why we say a person will drain you in their conversation, or they will give you energy in the conversation. Sit there and be trained or get enlightened with the energy that somebody's giving us with that higher consciousness conversation that they talk with. But anyway, like I said, I'm going to lay back and take notes. Thank you, my brother. I'm here. But I love taking notes because I'm a writer, and I love writing.
Yes, yes. Well, see, also, I mean, you know, you already know what I'm going to say, okay? because of all this because of all these computers and all this other stuff, you know, they're eliminating cursive writing from a lot of schools.
Oh man!
And so the social psychologists have come in and analyzed this situation, and you know, I'm not going to comment on whether it's good or bad, okay? Because I don't know what that means. But what I will comment is on what they said, which is when we write something down, it goes to a different part of our brain, and we remember it and integrate it much differently than we type it or any of that other stuff. So that's what you're talking about.
Thank you, my brother. That's why I constantly tell the family to write, because by the number of write is 25. That's
right, but I just want to remind you of the cultural touchstone that you reminded me of from my youth, okay? Because I'm from what they call the old school, you know. And every time people say that, I'm like, at least I went to school, okay? when we used to watch the Ten Commandments. And you know whether you went to the movies to see it, or if you watched it on TV, because you know it was a 3-hour movie, so you know it was a big thing on TV, you know. But for all of us kids, our favorite thing was when Yul Brynner said, "So shall it be written?
Yep.
So shall it be done."
That's it. Oh man, thank you. That's one of my quotes that I love saying. Oh man, yeah. Like I said, we're vibing off that same vibe, that same flow, man, and that's the way we're supposed to move. This is the way we're supposed to move, you know. And it's a lovely thing when you, like you say, you know yourself, you start with self, you can flow with anybody else. You know, that's it. You know, we see it, we feel it, we know it, we do it.
Okay, but see, this is a perfect example of what we're both talking about, because people, people say as above, so below. And, you know, I'm like, but it says, it literally says, as above, so below, as above. Now, as a scientist, you know, and I don't mean like a regular white smock scientist. I mean just an intuitive investigative scientist.
I
literally asked the universe. I said, universe, what is this as above, so below thing? What does that mean? Is there any correspondence? What does that mean? It mean, meaning, is that just metaphysical? What does that mean? And the universe led me to this term called tessellation. I talked about that on the radio. I've talked about this before. Do you know what the word tessellation refers to?
No, I don't.
It refers to, I'll give an example. You know, if I have a tree or a plant and I look at that plant, I can tell you what the root system looks like, because the root system will be growing in the same shape, only below the ground.
Below
as above, so below.
So below. I got you.
Okay. And even in terms of electromagnetics, if a plane is flying overhead and it's 30,000 feet above the ground, there is an energetic plane flying 30,000 feet below the ground.
Okay.
Well, both of y'all say okay, but what I'm trying to tell you is there are disruptive forces.
No, I'm saying okay because I'm with you not only with what you're saying, but like I said, for me, I change every word into numbers, so I'm seeing it differently. I'm saying okay from my standpoint, but I'm not disagreeing or saying okay too quickly. I'm just formulating in my mind with numbers
I just want to know when people say okay to me, I just want to know that I'm trying to communicate that these are pieces of data that we can use. We can learn to work with these things. Before I forget, I was referring to you. You know, I started by saying as above, so below. There's another expression. There's another expression that is in our culture, and it's It's man know thyself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And what's the whole expression?
To know thyself?
No. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not faulting you or anybody. I'm not faulting anyone. But mm-hmm. you know, just like you know, Dr. King gave 30-minute speech at the March on Washington, and all we know is "I Have a Dream."
Right.
Okay. They chop things. They chop it up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is the quote says, "Man, know thyself, and you will know the gods and their energy."
And you would know the gods.
That's a little bit more inclusive.
And
their energies.
Energies. Okay. I got you.
That's a little bit more inclusive of – that's all I'm saying. Just to mm-hmm. say, man, know thyself. You know, yeah, mm-hmm. that sounds kind of groovy. But when they're talking about I will know the God, the creators and the energies that they bring, yo, yoo-hoo, let's go.
mm-hmm.
Because we could translate "man know thyself" as "do I like you know chocolate shakes or vanilla?" That's not the know thyself they're talking about.
Yeah. And like I said, even though they say it that way, I still break it down differently for the number for each word. So now I'm on my square, my reality of what I see and what they've hidden from me, because all of this, a lot of this garbage has been hidden in plain sight. Using these occult words.
They didn't hide anything. They didn't hide that from us. We came
mm-hmm.
here to uncover it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't give them credit for our homework.
don't give them credit.
I said don't give them credit for our homework.
Oh no. I'm on mine because home, five, work is five. I'm on my five. You know, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And with them, yeah, as we say around these parts, start from where they're going to talk to you because everything they taught you was a lie. So start there. Start to find all this shit out. That's what it's all about. Find this seven along with your gifts, seven along with your consciousness, seven along with figure. Seven, figure it out. That's what we're here to do. Figure it out. That's part of the journey. Figure this shit out.
Right.
That's where I am. So it's with the number of the word, because it attaches me to all the other words we're talking, but when we don't see the number behind it, we kind of get lost in their definition or whoever definition from a dictionary of etymology that we with. For me to form my own, I got the numbers. Numbers don't lie. Sticking with mine because it ain't led me wrong in 8 years now that I've been on it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm with everybody else because everything I'm saying in numbers, they saying. They just don't know the number behind the word that they're using. No problem. It's still the same frequency, the same vibration. But my part is just to give them that absolute of the number. So we now got that exclamation point on whatever it is in English. And that's it. This is English. Ain't no other language that we're talking about that deals with this code of gematria. Because English by the number alone, English 5, is the occult. 5. We're speaking an occult damn language. And then they'll put a spell on us that's heavier than a fuck. Excuse my language.
Okay, I want to get to some function and stuff. But what does the word occult mean?
Occult only means... Mm-hmm.
No. What does it literally mean? What does it literally mean?
My literal explanation is the hidden. What's been hidden?
No. Okay. Once again, this is what we've talked about. I'm trying to talk here. Okay.
Okay.
The word occult has two different parts to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's the cult part, which means the hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And the word ok means the seen.
Mm-hmm.
So the occult is that which is hidden within the seen.
Okay.
And that's us. Everybody uses the word occult in some negative way. We are occult until we know who we are.
Well,
ourselves are hidden from us until we figure it out. Negro, come
on. At the end of the day, we go through all of the etymologies that they give us, but for me, it's the number that takes me to where I'm supposed to go. We're seeing all the other numbers.
No one's did not. We're backing up what you're saying,
bro. Five
for
me is a game. Huh? Say that again.
We're backing up what you're saying. Everything is every word is made of letters, and every letter vibrationally has a number.
Number, exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and once again, I'm going to repeat what I just drunkenly said. The word occult means the hidden within the scene. The word is the scene. The numbers are the hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I'm always agreeing with what everyone's saying. But what I'm saying to you is, you said, I deal with numbers. Because you have advanced yourself to understand something's behind what is seen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a compliment.
Like I said, I talked over you, which again, you said let you talk, which was my bad, and forgive me for that. But yes, I got you 100%.
There's nothing to forgive you for, bro. There's nothing to forgive you for. I'm just saying I'm on your side. What number is the great amplifier?
Great, I know it's 25, which is a 7. Amplifier is a word that I'm not using too much in my vernacular, so you have to give me a minute to get back. But I know great, which we all are. That's just part of that 7, part of our journey. We all great, or as they call it, super. Super. We all super and super man and super woman. So, but hold on one sec. Let me make sure I get this right. But go ahead, you can continue talking while I'm getting the spelling together with amplifier. So I can give you the correct number. Hello, did I lose the family?
Yes, I can hear you.
No.
We can hear you.
No, I was telling the brother to go ahead and talk while I'm getting this correct spelling together for amplifier.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Thank you, Brother Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Brother Lester, I know I'm going off stage with what you and Eddie were talking about, but the last time when you were here and you talked about the magnets and the crystals, and I had a question. Could you use magnet strips? Because I had them on my kitchen refrigerator, as opposed to a whole magnet. Can you use the magnet strips to put in with the plants? Or is that not strong enough?
No. Wait, hold on. There's a whole illusion that has been projected around the idea of strength versus power. I'm trying to answer your question, but I have to preface it by saying that when I have a kitchen magnet on the refrigerator in my house, that kitchen magnet on average is 50 Gauss. Gauss is a measure of magnetism. And Earth Gauss is 0.5 Gauss. It's 0.5%. So the Earth magnetism is the magnet on my kitchen is 100 times stronger than the Earth magnetism. The power of the Earth magnetism is that it is everywhere. It is coming out of the Earth everywhere. Now, there are things that block that. But what I'm saying is the strength of the magnet is not what the plant recognizes. It recognizes the fact that if I've got a little bit of energy, but I'm surrounded by the everywhere, that's powerful enough. So now I'm going to get to you. I'm going to get to answering your question.
Okay.
The strip that you're talking about, what we have to determine, because we have a specific mission, and that is, how do I energize the seeds that I'm growing? And in order for energize the seeds that we're growing, we need the south pole of the magnet. And most of those magnetic strips have an integration of north and south. And that'll work. But for what I was talking about, we get a differentiated magnet, or once you get one magnet, you can tell any magnet, or if you have a compass, you can tell which is north and which is south. And you face the south pole of the magnet toward your seeds, and that increases the rate of growth. And I want to explain how that works. It works because the magnetic field is informing the water inside of the seed. And that water inside of that seed, in order for it to expand, it needs south pole magnetism.
Okay.
So our first job is to find some way of determining which side of our magnet is north and which side of our magnet is south. And then we have a host of different things we can do. We can take the packet of seeds and take one of those pieces of styrofoam from when we get packaging of some kind, and stick the magnets in the styrofoam about 1 inch apart from each other, so you got two magnets facing each other, and you want the south pole of one magnet to face the south pole of the magnet that's facing it. So they would repel normally. But you're sticking it in styrofoam so they don't repel. And you stick the first set of magnets into the styrofoam, and you go over about an inch or two, and you stick the second set. You stick it so that you can stick that packet of magnets between those magnets. And that will inform that water that seed wants to wake up.
Okay,
now. You people keep saying the word okay. I would prefer that you say, wow, that's amazing, or I understand, or tell me more. Okay? And as I said, there are multiple ways. When we find universal principles, it doesn't give us one way. Just like our PIM thing we got now, where, we got viruses, but every company wants to hold on to their PIM way. No, I can do the magnet thing I said with the styrofoam. I can put the south pole magnets facing each other on a hose. I can put them on the neck of a bottle and pour the water through that. There's multiple ways of doing this, and I am going to make a video so people can see what I'm talking about, because radio is great for communicating, but visually, in terms of instruction, it's way more informative if you can see what we're talking about. And at the same time, science is not, one of the reasons why when people hear that I'm a scientist, they get turned off. And they're like, oh, you're talking about, having a lab, all this equipment. That's not the kind of science I'm talking about. The kind of science I'm talking about needs to work in our everyday lives. It needs to work in my house with no fancy magnets. And what I'm saying is, when I read these books years ago, I'm talking 30 years ago, I didn't have any knowledge of this. I'm talking about stuff that I had to learn over many years. But what I did have was urge. And so therefore I stuck magnets in. I didn't even know which side was which. But I, you know, but once I found out, then I could say, oh, when I put them in there, they generated at this rate. When I put these, when I had all South Pole, all North Pole, they did this. What I'm trying to tell you is what this the my first encounter with this information. This thing said that if I expose my seeds to a 1 hour treatment of this magnetic field. I mean, you could do it longer, but you know, if you just do it for 1 hour, okay, and that's it.
Yeah.
What it said is more of the seeds will germinate. They will grow faster than the seeds in the same packet that hasn't been energized. They will mature sooner, and they will bear more fruits and vegetables, and they will bore them longer. And so I was like, that's a universal principle, that at one-time treatment, you know, because to go back to the conversation we were having a little while ago, the magnetism was communicating with the water in the seed. That's a communication. And the seed said, I hear you, and now I'm going to respond.
Yes.
So after the show, and see, because once again, people love to hear me talk. I do not like that. I want people to test this crap out in whatever way.
Well, that's what I want to do. That's the reason why I was asking you about the strips versus the whole magnet versus the solid magnet.
I'm telling you, you can't use the strip. You need to have a differentiated magnet in order to get the maximum benefit of what I'm talking about. And after the show, you're gonna send me your address, and I will send this to you. And that's the limitation of radio.
Yes.
Because once again, I'm gonna go back to what I was trying to say. If you use that magnetic strip, it's not going to be zero. It's not like, you know, that won't work. It will work to a certain degree, but that's not the experiment we're talking about. The experiment requires that I know which side of the magnet it is, and then I'm exposing a certain side to the seeds. So I can't just randomly get a strip, because they put these strips out there specifically so it wouldn't work fully.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Yeah, that's very interesting.
No, that's not interesting. That is informative in terms of where I do not need to go. Interesting is, that was a fun commercial. I'm telling you actual data that will help us. That's the difference to me.
Yes, sir.
Because you can put this on your shower head, you can put this on your bathtub, the thing that leads into your bathtub, on your sink. This thing goes to everything. If you find it works for you, then you immediately, and this goes back to communication, the universe will inform you of all. You won't need me. That's my whole point. I'm not here to sell people stuff. I do make stuff, but I'm here to tip people. I'm here to say, try this stuff out, be informed, let your intuition, you know, come in and say, oh, yeah, that's great, but have you thought about spinning the magnet? And you're going to say, well, Lester didn't say anything about that. And you're like, well, the earth is spinning. Every cell in our body is spinning. If it wasn't, it wouldn't have a magnetic field, and we wouldn't be alive. So I'm just saying, the sooner we get started, the sooner we'll have fun. Because once we start to learn the laws of the universe, we're no longer bound. It's now play and interaction and growth. And, yes, we can go to people to get updates, but we don't have to go to school And by the way, I know I was chastising the brother in terms of words and numbers and whatever, but, you know, I look up words. And I look up words not because, you know, they're the most powerful thing. They're not. Numbers are more powerful than words. But I want to know how they're trying to inform and or distract us in our culture. And I looked up tens of thousands of words. But in all these years, somebody came to me and said, well, what about school? And I was like, you know, or somebody said school. And I'm like, I haven't looked at the word school. And when I looked at the word school, the Latin, the root of the word school, where it comes from, it means at ease.
Pardon? It means what? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
At ease.
At ease, okay.
Okay, so the first thing I can tell you is none of these places are schools.
Yeah.
The Latin, what they had in mind was a place that children could be at ease. So if I don't want kids to learn, then I'm going to put them in an environment where they're not at ease. That's what we have now.
Yes.
So by inference, when I learned that, the first thing I said was my job, regardless of everything they're putting out here, is for me to be at ease. And therefore, that's when I can learn best. And that's what the research has shown for the last 4,000 years, that when people are at ease or relaxed, the other word for school is relaxed. When people are relaxed, they automatically want to learn.
Yeah.
And so part of communication is first relaxing and finding our ease state, you know, investing in that every day, and therefore it allows us to induct or take in more education. Now, what's the word, I mean, you know, what's the opposite of ease?
The acronym of ease.
Which is what?
Ease.
Say that again?
Ease.
My question is, what's the opposite of the word ease?
Oh, it's stress. You know, disease.
Disease, that's right. Dis-ease. So, you know, first and foremost, in terms of the COVID, for example.
Yeah.
A perfect example of disease. Disease is not getting the fucking COVID. Disease is reading 10 hours worth of literature that tells us all these contradictory things about the COVID. I would rather communicate with my higher Gemini self and say, what is my path in doing this mission? And regardless of what other people are doing, if my higher self says get the shot, then I get the shot. If my higher self says stay away from the shot, then I stay away from the shot. But that's the communication I'm talking about.
Okay, got it.
Have an ongoing dialogue with the inside. I'm not disagreeing with the brother or whatever I said. Yes, there's always an interchange. There's always a correspondence between the inside and the outside. And at great deal of time, we can tell what we're thinking by what the outside tells us back. I can't blame, if I'm walking down the street and being angry when somebody's supposed to fight with me, I started that, not the other person. So I have to look at what's inside of me and what is communicating to the outside, because the outside will inform me of what I'm putting out.
Speaking of ease, Antoinette, Bobby,
yes.
Let's take a little music break, and let's get at ease again, and then come back, and we'll keep digging. We'll go into some other stuff. I like this flow we got going. If y'all don't mind, let's take a little music break.
Excellent. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, give me 1 second to pull up something.
Baba, when we come back, we want you to talk about that spider that travels from Hawaii to Peru.
Oh, no problem. What I was going to say, whatever it is, it's got to be funky.
Okay.
Already. We got plenty of that.
And that's not the exact quote, because the exact quote is whatsoever it is. Whatsoever it is. That's it. Whatsoever it is. That's JB right there.
Yes. Okay. Well, I got you.
Okay.
I am Sir Nose, seaboard of fun. I can't swim. I never could swim. I never will swim. I'll put me down. Back on my leg. I told you I could swim.
Oh,
All right, y'all, we're back. We're back.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
You getting off for you, Brother Lester?
I'm sorry? Say that again?
I asked, was that funky enough for you?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Hey, speaking of...
Now, before you start talking, bro, I just wanted to say that, you know, the first half was the adult me, you know, the Gemini in heaven talking, but I realized that the second half is going to be little Lester me talking from Earth.
All right.
Yeah, because see, he's not worried about right and wrong. He doesn't know right and wrong in terms of science. It's all investigation. It's like, oh, no, you know, there's arsenic and tar and whatever in this mud. No, I need to put it in my tongue and feel what that, you know, what that is like. Pure investigation. So, you know, I'm not suggesting that people eat mud. I'm just saying that, you know, we're led to, we you know, when we're kids, we're open. We do things, and that's how we learn.
Yes, I like that. That's where I'm going with the next thing.
Okay.
I got in contact with the Whale and Dolphin Society, as I told you before, and yeah. We would love to bring you back when we bring them on to talk about the whales and dolphins. And and also I want to ask Antoinette, did she have any more questions about the magnets? I think she wanted to know about, she wanted to ask little Lester,
yes,
an investigative report on, or have you done any, or have you looked into, people are finding that they can stick magnets to themselves after they've taken the COVID. And after people have done those tests, they have, other people have found that they can put magnets up to them and they stick without taking the COVID. Have you heard, have little Lester heard anything about that?
Say that last part again. People have used magnets with,
without taking the COVID, and the magnets still stick to them. It's like they have a nanopart, you know, it's like a nanoparticle type of, I'm just looking at it like, I don't know what to, you know, where to go with it or how to figure it out, or, but I just know that it started from people taking the COVID and reporting that, look, I can take this magnet and it'll stick to me exactly where I got the shot at. And that's what's been going on for the last couple of months here. We've been seeing reports on that. And we talk about it a little bit on the radio, but nobody has enough information to really, like, expand on it. So we just want to know if you know anything about that.
that's little Lester laughing. Oh, God. We're entering into the forbidden zone, as they said on Planet of the Apes. Yes. Okay. What we're talking about here is the explanation for magnetism. And remember, before I go into my rant and rave here, remember I had said that I wasn't against Western science, but it's the limitation of the explanations. And therefore, you know, when I went to school, I won't talk about anybody else, but when I went to school, I learned that you had a magnet, you know, whether it's a ceramic magnet or a metal magnet, you know, but you have a magnet, and that magnet will be attracted to things that have iron in it. Does anybody relate to that?
Yes.
Okay. And so imagine my shock and surprise when 30 years later I find out that there are two other types of magnetism. So in other words, there's three types of magnetism. Magnets affect all matter. I'm going to repeat that. There's a magnetic interaction with all matter, not just matter that has iron in it. The illusion is that I have the magnet and I take something that's iron and I put it up to it and it clicks, and therefore we say, oh, that's magnetic, as if the other stuff isn't. And the difference is we can't see the magnetic effect. It won't click on. But there's two other types of magnetism. One is diamagnetic, and what that word means is that the word die means opposite. So if I have a ferromagnetic thing, then the opposite charges will attract. So if I have if my magnet is facing South Pole, then the other magnet will be attracted to it by the North Pole. Certain elements in the periodic table, when I put the magnet up to them, the atoms will flip over and they will do the opposite thing. So, you know, certain elements, if I put the South Pole magnet up to it, the South Pole part of that element will be attracted to that magnet, okay? And then there's paramagnetism, which means that if I put the magnet up to this element, it will do the same thing as ferromagnetic energy. And the difference between all three of those is if I have something that has ferric material or iron in it, it will click. That's an automatic. If I have something that's a diamagnetic element, then that will only be affected to its proximity to the magnet. So it won't react until it comes into a strong magnetic field, and then it will react. And if I have a paramagnetic thing, same thing. It will act normally until it comes into proximity to that field. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, the elements or the things that have iron in the periodic table will act like what we think magnetism is. But there are other functions that magnetism works with. In other words, a magnet will affect every element it comes in contact with. The ones with iron, it has to be in direct contact with. The other ones, I mean, iron, it'll be in close proximity to. The other elements, it has to be in direct contact. So when people are saying that they're putting magnets up to their body after the COVID, what they're saying is somehow this thing has affected, there's a reorientation of the elements that magnet is attracting. And it's actually not that simple. The voltage inside the body has changed, and therefore it's allowing other elements to do that function. I know it's a very complicated scientific thing, but what I'm saying is it's telling us that this vaccine has had an effect on the body, and therefore, like all things, it's up to us to find out what the original orientation is and get it back to that. So we bless and thank that, because it's telling us, you know, we got to get back to square one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Antoinette.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to ask Antoinette if she had anything else based on that.
No, I'm good. I'm good, brother.
All right.
Please continue.
Okay, but the ultimate thing, that's not even close to what I would say. The beginning of this investigation, because everybody wants to be healed, but it takes multiple steps to be healed in the society that everything we're in contact with is disruptive. Okay, so we have to evaluate what steps we need to take. Not in a mental sense of logic, but in terms of letting that celestial communication guide us as to what we need to do. Do I need to fast? Do I need to eat the right foods? You know, do I need to swim? Do I need to be in moonlight? You know, all of these dualities that we have questions about, we can intellectually question all we want, but it's time to turn off, like Luke Skywalker, it's time to turn off that artificial intelligence and get to some real intelligence, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What I'm also saying is, the sooner we get over not knowing what we're doing and get to the play aspect, that is the greatest form of education, is play. There are no animals other than black men that play with their, I mean, and feel guilty about playing. That's the way I'm going to say it. Okay, we have this whole thing about play. We got to be serious and whatever. Who said that? Who said that? Okay. What really is being said, I understand what's being said. You know, we can't shuck our duties. We can't just, you know, turn off. But play is an essential part of understanding ourselves and communicating with ourselves in the universe. I hadn't even planned on going down this street, but, you know, I'm a great defender of play because play is investigation without guilt. It's science without having to know where I'm going. People buy recipe books and praise all these cooks. And all they're doing is playing, you know?
Yeah,
you know?
Yes.
And therefore, that's what we have to do. We have to integrate the playing aspect, the investigation without feeling guilty that we don't know what we're doing. How can we possibly know what we're doing when not only has our society not informed us, and not only has it not prepared us in terms of communicating, but it then floods us with thousands of things that are misleading, and the way that I would say that I would agree with that, yes. And once again, what I'm saying is, the more I know society is doing that, the more I know to try other things. And people keep arguing with me about what's wrong with society. I'm like, we know that's what's wrong with society. Let's investigate other things. We have the right to it. I said this before. We have the right to be wrong on the way to being right.
I like that.
Yeah. But now, what do we do? What is your suggestion that we do to fix us?
To fix
as
what?
As individuals? To fix us as individuals and as a people.
I gave the answer to that. Everybody wants this metaphysical thing or whatever. I said it starts off with communicating with our higher self and bonding with our lower self. That's what I recommend because that's literally what time it is right now. I'm already sounding like a bully again, but that's what I recommend, that we work on communication. We investigate alternative things. You know, let me say it the way I really, truly integrate this into my being. As long as we think that other people have our concern or as long as we think that there are rules and laws that other people are looking out for us, we're not fully investigating. And what I mean by that, people say to me, well, I don't do that. I'm like, then how come you called me and said, you know, there's, you know, today on the radio, today, they talked about how baby food that has rice in it has 100 times the amount of arsenic that the government allows. And people are going to the store buying this stuff thinking, well, you know, there's some government agency or somebody looking after my interests. What I'm saying is that's why more people are not investigating investigating. I don't mean like reading a book or going online. I mean actually tinkering and experimenting, using magnets, using whatever. Until we know that we're under siege, people are going to accept things and keep thinking, well, how come this keeps happening? That's what I'm saying. That's literally what I'm saying, that the battle is not are things out of balance or do we not know that they're chemicals or whatever. We know that, but we haven't changed because we still believe that somebody's looking out for us. And we have to make that communication leap to say, I got to look out for me. You have to look out for you. And we have to share the information that we find in terms of looking out. But next step is, you know, when I didn't get into making pyramids as a business. I got into pyramids because I kept reading all the stuff that was in the food, and the book I was reading said that would take it out of the food. So that's what I'm saying, that the next step to this is admitting that I'm not getting the highest vibrational food. I'm not getting the highest vibrational environments, meaning we're living in these 90-degree corners. You know, everybody buys 50-inch screen TVs. Not everybody, but people buy these big-ass TVs. No one questions. You know, everybody knows it's not good for us, but no one, you know, everybody's heard me say 1,000 goddamn times to put a quartz crystal on the TV, and how many people have done it? 0.001%. So I don't know what else to say.
I didn't know anything about it. This is the first I'm hearing about putting a crystal on the television.
Okay. Before I even got into any of this, my initial investigation was in terms of me going to computer school. I took a test. I aced the test. I got a full scholarship to go learn the basic programs of computers, COBOL, and I forget the other ones, but, you know, the stuff of programming computers. This is 1974.
Yes. Yes, when they used Dolphin. Yes.
Right. And the point is, I'm not going to go to my whole story. My thing was sitting in that room with all these big blocky computers and all these fluorescent lights over my head. Every time I came to school, that voice or that connection that I had, that I always had from childhood, was blocked. It wasn't completely disrupted. But it was fuzzy. I couldn't hear it. I couldn't trust it. I couldn't, you know, and I knew almost instantly I can't work around these devices. And I didn't even know why. I didn't even know why. But I just knew. I just knew. No, this is not for me. And eventually, I mean, I left the school and I was talking with this professor. I wasn't even talking about this. You know, and I just casually mentioned to him that my teacher had said, you know, there are some people that you know, experience a disruptive energy from these devices. That's all she said. And she didn't know I was going through this. And this professor said, oh, those are positive ions. And I looked up positive ions. And, of course, if there's positive ions, then they're going to be negative ions. And that's when I had the key to everything that I do now. Because when you have, you know, in nature, the ideal balance in nature, when I say nature, I mean when we are outside of the houses we live in, whether it's an apartment or a house or whatever, okay, when we're outside, you know, there are more negative ions than positive ions. Because I keep using the word negative and positive ions, and people don't know what that means. It basically means moving water above ground. So everywhere we find moving water above ground, we find, you know, more negative ions than positive ions. And here are the benefits of negative ionization when you have more negatives than positives. It speeds up the rate of digestion. It calms the nervous system. It makes the brain or consciousness more alert. It destroys, it breaks down and destroys the dirt, dust, pollen, and particulate, the pollution in the air in our homes. Yeah, and see, once again, do not say the word okay to me on this. I'm telling you the benefits of when we're outside, okay? And therefore, what led me to my understanding of what I do is trying to reproduce those outside effects inside where we live. So therefore, what I'm saying is the more moving water, the more we're having circulation in our apartments, in our houses, and whatever, the more negative ions we're generating and encountering, and the better our systems are. At the same time I'm learning about negative ionization, I also am learning about positive ionization. And, of course, if an abundance of negative ions speeds up my rate of digestion, then positive ionization, an abundance of positive ions, slows down my rate of vibration. And I'm learning this in the mid-70s, and suddenly people started to get big TVs. And the first thing they started describing was people were couch potatoes. And I instantly understood on a whole nother level, because if I'm sitting in front of this TV set that's generating positive ions, which TVs, computers, and refrigerators all do, then of course it's slowing down the rate of vibration. I'm puffing out. I'm a couch potato. So what ultimately, and not even ultimately, I mean, it is ultimate, but what I'm saying as the basis of this is not pyramids and not crystals and not magnets. All that stuff is to bring us into the ease aspect. But first we have to get rid of the dis-ease. And I'm going to go through this again. The television generates positive ions that go 50 feet. They go right through the wall. Computer doesn't go 50 feet, but, you know, we're sitting right in the front of it. Fluorescent lights. Refrigerator. Refrigerator generates positive ions, and therefore, every time we open it to look to see what's in there, we're getting dosed with positive ions, the things that are slowing down our digestion. So before I even deal with, and then there's the big one, the one that I deal with, which is the 90-degree corners in the ceilings of our rooms. They generate positive ions. Did you hear what I said? Don't use the word okay, because
yes,
that's
listening.
Not okay.
Okay. I didn't say I'm listening.
I didn't accuse you of that. I'm saying that finally I've broken through in terms of this is the work, not this metaphysical crap that people keep presenting to me in terms of getting to heaven. I'm like, we're going to get to heaven by bringing heaven here, by us being in the environment and using the materials and the whatever, you know. And what I'm ultimately saying is, everything that people complain about, there are answers for. And in our community, people argue with me, and that's why I'm yelling. People argue with me every suggestion I give. They're like, "Well, it can't be that because of this. It can't be that because of that." I'm like, "Have you tried it? Did you investigate?" "Well, they wouldn't put on a TV unless it was okay." Who said? Who told you that? That's why I'm yelling, because, you know, there are answers. There are things we need to do. And who's going to have enough bravery to not argue, but to try, and then call me back and say, "Negro, it didn't work. Stop saying this stuff to people." And that's my big beef. That in 35 years, very few people have actually tried it. and the people that have tried it don't call me because it's working. So I'm trying to say a couple of things here. The first thing I'm trying to say is there are, to put it in the way that George did, you know, funk not only moves, it can remove. Okay?
Yeah.
Everything that we worry about, there are answers. And to go back to what we've been talking about, the answers came to me from the inner dialogue that I've had with the universe. It's all connected. It's all circular. Okay? I'm not some mystic. I'm not even a scientist. I'm just, you know, on guard. Protect yourself.
Okay.
You know, all I'm saying, because this really is the point. Joyce told us, when your syndrome is around, don't let your guard down. What we have to do is acknowledge that the syndrome is around.
Yes, it is.
And most, okay, and people know that in terms of the food, but in terms of, you know, like these positive minds I'm talking about, and I say this over and over, not in your show, but I say this over and over. I say these things so people can research them, and people go and they're like, ah. No, learn, you know, positive minds, slow down our digestion. What more do I need to know, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we need. I'm going to tell you what we need to know because I heard it this week on the radio.
Okay.
This week, they talked about the fact that there was a very famous magazine that deals with all that, you know, upper crust recipes and you know, cooking. And this magazine said, we are no longer going to feature recipes for beef. And their reason for doing this, a very famous, prestigious magazine, and their reason was beef has a whole bunch of problems that's affecting and disrupting our planet, you know?
Okay.
And of course, after that, I did ask you not to say okay. Okay, so
our whole premise
is on listening, okay, and communicating. Okay, so one of the facts that they said, because this is a big controversy, you know, they did not say for people not to eat beef. I want to make this very clear before I get further into this discussion. They did not say be a vegan or vegetarian. They did not say that. They said in order to help our planet, we need to cut down on the beef, both eating it but also raising it. You know, in order to make that steak or that hamburger, it takes 20,000 gallons of water. I'm going to repeat that. It takes 20,000 gallons of water. That's for each cow. So, once they made this announcement and once this controversy hit, suddenly now they got all this data. And one of the pieces of data they said is that the average American eats 222, I think it was 228, but I'm going to say 222 pounds of meat a year. Now, first of all, I want to say you and I both know a whole bunch of people that don't eat meat. So that means there's a whole bunch of people that are eating more than 220, whatever,
true,
pounds. But here's the thing, yeah. I learned this a long time ago when I was little Lester, okay? The doctor told me, and I'm not going to go into the whole explanation they gave me, but the doctor told me that you can eat all the meat you want, okay? No one's saying, I'm not saying you not to eat, but The human body cannot break down more than 4 ounces of meat in a 24-hour period. I'm going to repeat what I just said. The human body.
Baba, can you hold your thought? We got to give a warning. We're about to lose the live feed. Go ahead, Antoinette.
Sure, sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. Excuse me, y'all. We have 8 minutes left to call into this live broadcast. If you wish to continue to hear the show or to participate, you have to call in. The call-in number is area code 626-414-3504. Again, that number is area code 626-414-3504. And Brother Eddie or Brother Eric, do you have the 515 number?
I do. It's 515-605-9343. Again, 515-605-9343.
Okay, thank you. And Ms. Kim, I see you with your hand up, and I'll get to you in 1 minute. Brother Lester, we also have Kim Weston on the line who wishes to speak with you.
Okay.
Okay, but I didn't want to interfere with your thoughts. Forgive me. But are you ready? I didn't want to interrupt your thoughts.
Okay. What I was saying is that because of the report of this magazine, you know, saying that they're no longer feature beef recipes in order to encourage people to, you know, to lower their beef content. I was just trying to make that bridge between the fact that, you know, these people, you know, they're saying we're not going to recommend people eating beef. At the same time, it's not that they're saying not to eat any beef. They're just saying, you know, think about cutting down on our consumption. Now, they didn't say what I said. I was just adding that as an additive thing that, you know, and this is not now, but when I first started studying, I learned this fact about the fact that the human body cannot process more than 4 ounces of meat a day. And at that time, which was 40 years ago, the average American was eating 10.5 ounces of meat a day. That means 6.5 of those ounces are sitting in the body and not being broken down. And then people wonder why they're sick. So I'm trying to make 2 points here. That yet again, after all the years of people saying all the stuff about, you know, our lifestyle and whatever, we have even more proof that, you know, that even if you don't quit eating meat, that we need to eat less of it, A, because it's polluting, and, you know, we're taking up our natural resources, but B, we can't process that stuff anyway. It's not giving us more protein that we can live. You know, how did I live for 10 years and be a vegetarian and not eat any meat? You know, it was learning about how to bring foods together that, you know, generate protein. But that's not my point. My point is that we can take steps in our healing and evolution. I don't have to say I no longer eat meat. I can say I no longer eat as much meat. And not just intellectually, it's like, how do you feel when you're eating less meat? How do you feel? You know, are you as tired? Are you less tired? Whatever. That's all I'm saying is that the universe keeps giving us hints that we've got to leave these expectations of getting along in our society, because this is in our society.
Yeah.
So I'm just using I know you're going to answer the question, but I'm just using that example that we've got to take the leap. you know, people keep asking me. People keep asking me for scientific proof of all this stuff. And I'm like, I'm not going to give you scientific proof because I've done it for 30 years and no one paid any goddamn attention to it. It's how do you feel? Now, here's the other thing I didn't say until now. And I hope the brother's still on there. You know, sit down before you fall down, as they used to say. Okay? Okay. In order for the melanin to be working efficiently, or I should say most efficiently, we need 70% negative ions to 30% positive ions. I know a lot of people in our culture say, well, I'm more melanated than other people, and that don't mean a goddamn thing to nature, because we need negative ion. We need moving water for our melanin to work properly. And if anybody's heard anything I've said about the statistics, when we're outside in nature, whether it's by the beach or waterfalls or the ocean or rivers, anywhere there's moving water above ground, waterfalls is number one. But we're getting above 50% negative ionization. Our melanin is working. But it will only work to the Egyptian or other culture levels when we get to 70%. And what I'm telling you and what the science is telling us is that when we walk outside into a house that has 90-degree corners, we're only getting 30% negative ion. So our melanin cannot function properly. And that's the bottom line of what I'm dropping here. That is our spiritual responsibility to, I mean, maybe we don't ionize our house, but we go out into the trees, we go by the river, we do things in order to have that communication with the universe. Because if we're properly ionized, and therefore our melanin is working properly, we'll get the instruction. I'm going to repeat what I said. Moving water above ground generates negative ions. So when I learned feng shui in the 80s, and then I would go into a Chinese restaurant or Japanese restaurant, and the first thing that I'd encounter was that fish tank, you know, with the oxygen bubbling through the fish tank. I knew that they understood about moving water. And now we can buy fountains that we can put in our houses, the every year the government gives a report about the health of our water. And every year in the paper, every year, twice a year, they say that the metals, the mercury the mercury and the lead accumulates at the edge of the faucet the longer you don't have the water on. So one of the things we can do just right off the bat is just turn the water on in the morning for at least a couple of minutes to wash those metals and toxins out that's accumulated at that faucet.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted
you. I wanted to ask you a question. When you talk about the purification of the water, but we also have callers with their hands up, so I don't want to keep them on hold too much longer, without them being able to speak to you.
Start out.
Antoinette, yes? Okay, here I go. Ms. Kim? Mm-hmm. Take yourself off mute, Ms. Kim, if you have yourself on mute. Sure. Area code 618. Area code 618. Okay, if you have yourself on mute, take yourself off mute, please. Okay, well, everyone had their hands up to not say anything. Okay.
Okay. Look, please, people. Look, I'm not an aggressive guy. I'm just trying to get to what we can do. but there's so that I do feel that we need to know what is wrong, because people don't, they're not acting upon the fact that things are out of alignment. They're like, oh, well, whatever. And I'm like, no, let's examine and you know, see if I'm acting in my highest performance in this environment, that environment, or third environment. So, you know, because there are things we can all do, and they require very simple tools in order to do them. So I would love to answer questions. And it's not about the answer. It's about people investigating and trying stuff out, because I didn't know jack when I first started doing this, but I tried stuff out and I failed. But I'm here so that people don't have to fail. They can try stuff out that has been proven by Western science as well as, you know, African science. So anybody wants to talk, fine. Otherwise, I'll answer any of your questions. I'm done barking and prophesizing.
I have a question while we're waiting. Now, with the Flint situation and how, you know, all the toxins and everything that was in the water. Now, with those folks even running the water for, you know, a few minutes, an hour, a day, it did not clean out those toxins. And they say that it's in the pipe. Now, what could they have done, since water, you know, it eventually goes back to its original form to appeal that water?
Okay. Everything I talked about, okay. Between the magnet, the crystal, the pyramid, we are able to take all the lead and every other chemical out of their water.
Okay, so now my question is, you have
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, what I was going to say, and no disrespect to you, but you have this great formula that could help. Why hasn't it been used for them? For, you know, for these people that have went through it, you know, lost their children, you know, people that now they're going through seizures, they're, you know, Legionnaires' disease, all these different things. Why wasn't this formula put to work to help these people in this town, in this city, you know?
You've already answered it, your own question, okay? People are convinced or not. Okay, let me just say this very simply. If anyone rolled up to you and came out of their car and had a magnet, a crystal, a pyramid, and said, "This is going to purify your water," what would you think? If you were,
well, I would think
that
really, I would think that you're crazy, but I think that, you know, these people are in such a desperate state. Pardon me?
You're talking over me.
I'm not done with my sentence.
Okay. My sentence is, what would you say if you were of that mindset and you were already toxified and you were already afraid as hell? What would you say? You'd say, get the funk out of here. I want something that works. This is why I'm trying to answer your question. The more people that investigate more alternative things, I'm not asking them to investigate my thing. My things work according to Western science. But they may be looking for something different than that. But that doesn't mean that people are going to accept it or understand it, and it takes money to be able to go there with the equipment that I have in order to demonstrate to people over a period of time. That's my answer.
Baba?
Yeah.
Man, can we talk about this spider, man? This spider who catches a gust of wind. Yeah. Please.
Okay.
If. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want to integrate everything that the sister said with what you're saying. Okay.
All right.
Okay. So therefore, the first thing that I want to introduce is the fact that, you know, we all of us, I'm not talking about we, meaning, you know, we all need to study nature more. And I don't mean like in some video or, you know, watching the History Channel or Discovery Channel. Or, you know, the National Geographic. I mean, we need to go out and study stuff. Study it, meaning, you know, go out every day for 10 minutes and look at the spider web. Look at the plant. Look at it and communicate it with it. Okay, I'm saying that to say there are many different elements and players that until I studied for long periods of time, I didn't even see that these players were there. So when I first heard about these spiders that were in Hawaii, but they know from their species that they came from South America, I'm like, okay, so how did you get there? And of course, the first logical thing that comes into my brain waves, like everybody else, is, well, they must have jumped ship. They must have been on the ship when the conquistadors or the explorers went there. But these spiders were there for 1,000 years and hundreds of thousands of years before that. So there must have been another explanation. And then over a very long period of time, people with insight said to sail there. And other people were like, get the funk out of here. There's no way that this tiny little thing, you know, would last, you know, even just, you know, if just coincidentally, if the wind blew them up into the air, they'd be destroyed, you know, over time by wind currents or heat or lack of food or whatever, you know. But then, you know, modern science came in and they were able to demonstrate that, in fact, that the spider itself didn't sail from South America to Hawaii. It made a parachute. Okay, so I'm going to repeat that before we go along. It didn't make a web that was attached to other things on the earth. It made a web that would allow the current to pull it up into the air. Now, anybody that's ever been ballooning knows that you got energy, the gases, in order to fill the balloon, but also so you can steer it in the way you want to steer it. So obviously, you know, you're not going to get in an anti-parachute, meaning a parachute is usually thought of as going down, but this is used to fly up. You're not going to do that unless you're pretty certain that you know where you're going. No one's going to parachute up to unknown territory, you know, especially going 1,500 miles through the ocean. The point I'm trying to make is that over time, these scientists discovered that these spiders weren't just making parachutes. They weren't just being lifted up into the air. Oh, no. It's not that simple. It's the fact that the pattern of the parachute resonated with the electromagnetic field of the earth. I'm going to repeat that. They made their spider web so that it would resonate with the electromagnetic current, but also there's a difference. Let me say it this way. As we go further out into the ocean, the magnetism is stronger and stronger. Even if I'm in, you know, the middle of the country and I start going toward, you know, like if I'm in Oklahoma and I start driving toward Texas, the closer I get to the shore of Texas, the more magnetism there is. So therefore, these parachutes or these spider webbing were designed to not only be current-wise, drifted across the ocean. But because there's a difference in magnetism between water and land, their parachutes were designed to come down as they got closer to a magnetic field that was weaker than the magnetic field in the ocean, which is land. And
yeah.
So, okay, well, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing, okay? We know that the spider web is used as an extension of the spider's body because when they make the web, they sit in the middle of the web, and any frequency that goes through that web, whether it's wind or water, those are the frequencies we can see, so we are familiar with them. But if there's an electromagnetic frequency or if there's a star frequency, it will vibrate that web. I mean, what they use it because if an insect flies by the web, they not only, you know, like we look at it and say, okay, the moth flew into the web, and therefore now they know where they are on the web. You know, they can go and tie it up. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen a spider, but they use the silk and they tie the wings first, and they trap it down, and then they can, you know, feed off of it. But it's deeper than that. It's way deeper than that. The web itself is an extension of the spider's body and is used as an external neural net, meaning it's part of its external brain. And so, therefore, when that moth flies past that web, even if it doesn't go into the web, the spider knows whether it's a moth or a fly or a mosquito. The web is an extension of their consciousness.
Yes, we have another caller with their hand up. I'm going to bring them in. Okay. He dropped.
Hey, how you doing? You hear me? Y'all hear me?
Stop. Yes, we can hear you. You're loud
y'all hear
and clear.
Me?
Yes. Yes, we can
yeah.
hear you.
Hey, my man, I see dropped. Why you frustrated, man. Am I calling and dropping? You hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, to my brother, hey, man, I see why you're frustrated, man, because the stuff you're pushing out, man, the universe is simple, man. It's all about attraction and repelling. Okay, since I learned my little bit of time on this planet, whatever I think it and I say it, it will happen. That's what I try to get my people to see. And it's frustrating to get your people to see, our people to see that, man. Okay? Whatever I think and say, it happens. It's good or bad. Most time it's good because I know how to do the energy now, man. And I know you're frustrated, brother. Stuff you try to tell people to do, they'll sit there and complain, and they will not do it, bro. I don't even like to use that word, will not, because I go off of sound, 528 hertz. That's the natural sound of the planet. So I try to stay in 528 hertz where I attract everything I need, man, when I need it. It's a beautiful time to be alive, my man. So just don't get frustrated, man. I see you got internet frustrated. I can tell the way she sounds. Because when I talk to people, I can tell where they vibrating them at, man. And a little bit of knowledge I got, I give it away for free like you try to do, man. But it's up to every individual whether they want to be in heaven are in hell and complain about everything, man, and just join the ride and go with the flow like the fighter do. And it's why my man Eric know that. That's why it's fun to be alive, man. Ain't no sense in getting all upset and get dis-ease. You better learn how to ride that current and go with the flow of the electrons of the planet, man. And I've been trying to tell Antoinette, everybody else I come in contact to, how to make this thing, how to roll with the matrix, how to control the matrix and don't let the matrix control them. So it is what it is, bro. Put the information out there. Don't get frustrated. Stay strong. Stay black, man. It is a fun time to be alive, man. I want to converse with you, brother. What you got to think about what I had to say, man?
Brother Wesley, his call had dropped.
Oh, his call dropped?
Yeah, his call dropped.
Oh.
And it's too
okay,
late for him
anyways.
To get back in, unfortunately. Brother Eric?
Well,
I'm here.
Oh, can you get him to come through your line?
Yeah, okay, let me try. Let me try to connect him, okay? Give me just a second.
Okay.
What's up, Brother Wes?
How you doing, E? How you doing,
everything
brother?
I'm going to
text you my address, man. I'm going to text you my address because I want you to get some of them crystals, man. I got a big quartz crystal. I got a shungite. And I'm doing good, man. It's just frustrating trying to get our people to they want to be in heaven, but they still want to stay in hell by the words they say, man. They put themselves in their own hell.
And Brother West, can I be heard, family? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, bro.
Yeah, so Brother West, you right on point. And I was gonna mention to the brother, I understand his plight. Because we all go in there with the parts that we give that people steal. Like we said, they got choice, but the thing is, try it out. See if it works. It ain't nothing that we giving going to hurt you. See if it works. That's what it's all about.
It's all the paradise
shit. Trial and error shit. Mm-hmm. You know, everything you do, you see if it works. I go to apply for this job. If I don't get it, I go to another job. You keep trying, you know. But
yep.
Like you say, we give information to our people. They won't even use it or attempt to use it or apply it to make their lives better. It ain't going to make it worse. It's to enhance. But, yeah. But you you always say, trying to give people what they can use and let them have their own choice. And people are so programmed, they don't even want to hear what you say because the white man, I steal cola. I'm going to get it from the white man. I'm going to listen to the white man.
It is simple.
Very simple.
All you got to do is change your thought, man. Change the thought family. And the only thing that gets me, I have to change my thought family in the wintertime where I know I'm cold as hell. I got to start telling myself I'm warm in the wintertime. So I'm still learning myself how to roll, man.
Now, Brother Eric, he got his music up loud.
Yeah. Hey, Brother Eddie, you still there? Eddie.
Yeah, Brother West, I'm still here.
Yeah, that picture you sent me, man, I saw two cell phone towers in that picture, man.
Yeah, I did too, and I was sending it to different people, and most people said they saw it was a spaceship. They saw a spaceship. Another person said a satellite, but I'm like, the image, though, what they're showing, like I said, why is it even there? You're supposed to be showing me a picture of the daggone ring of fire with this lunar eclipse that you got in the background, this darn image of a cell phone. I don't know. Yes, sir.
That one picture on the left, it looked like Jesus on the cross, man. Okay,
yes.
That's first cell phone tower. But then I had to say, no, that's a damn hologram, man. That's a cell phone tower.
Yep.
They trying to make me think I'm looking at Jesus on the cross, man.
That's it. You know, and the thing is, they know because this was on WGN Channel 9 News this morning. So why would they show that picture with that image over there in the corner thinking ain't nobody going to see it? Yeah, all right.
I'm glad I saw what you see, man, because, they're trying to trick me, man. They're trying to trick me thinking I'm looking at Jesus on the cross, man. Get the hell out of here. Stop Iceman on the stick, man. Iceman on the stick, man. I ain't falling for that. No, not no Iceman on the stick.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That's why I said I didn't say anything. I just asked, what do you see in the background? And everybody, once they blew that pitch up and saw it, they saw it. I was like, great.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Oh, yeah.
Did Antoinette see it? You send it to her?
No, I didn't send it to her. I'm going to have to send it to her.
Oh, okay.
I didn't send it to her.
Wow.
Yeah. Since you said that, I'm going to send it to you right now, Sister Antoinette.
Okay,
so
thank you.
What we're talking about. Oh, yeah.
because this is deep, man. You see, people see, I mean, it's fun to be alive, to see what I see, hear mostly see what I see and see the shit people be talking about and saying, man. It's fun, man. I can't do but laugh at stuff, man. Even at myself. I was opening the cabinet door, and I snatched the whole door off the cabinet, man. That shit funny, man. I must got to get my script getting up, man. The whole door come off the cabinet, man. It broke. I mean, if somebody enjoying life now, that's because they don't want to enjoy life, man. Especially you get up and ride about our age, right? You better learn how to go with the flow and enjoy everything, man. I enjoy everything. Even stuff that sometimes seems bad, I still laugh at it, and I enjoy it and ride it through, man. It's fun, man. I ain't lying. Like my man said, play. Like my man said, play is fun, man, to me. Life is fun now. I'm glad I flipped the paradigm. The paradigm is still flip, man. You got to know how to flip the script and flip the paradigm. It's simple.
That's right.
And to my man, I hope you're there, man. What I said is just simple, man. And it's like whatever I think and say, it happened, man. It happened. Everything, man. Everything.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I'm serious.
Yeah, brother. Hello?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Brother Eric, you with us? Hey, Brother Eddie.
I'm still here. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and to Brother Lester, that number for great amplifier, it comes to 5G.
Wow.
Number. Great amplifier. Ain't that something? Solomon's Temple, the great amplifier. Yes, sir.
Hmm. Is he back on with us now?
I thought I heard him.
Yeah, I thought I heard it, too.
I thought I did. Brother Eric, I hear me. I hear background. Brother Eric, because he was in on Brother Eric's line.
Right. Did Brother Eric line drop?
No, he's
on
here.
Still on? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why we can't hear either one of them.
I don't know.
Well, you know how this stuff works, man. You know how this stuff works with people. We try to communicate, man. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
You know how this
AI
works when we try to communicate, man. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to ride it out, man. And, hey, after that, you talked to Brother Tariq because he had said he sent me something, say he went to Mexico to get some eye surgery.
No, I haven't talked to him.
Because you sent me some information.
So
he's still sending me.
Now, go ahead, Brother Wes.
No, I'm just talking about Brother Tariq. I heard he sent me something and said he went to Mexico to get cataract surgery, a glaucoma surgery or something. But he's still sending me emails and stuff, so I guess he's all right.
Right. And
I sent
the picture to you, Sister Antoinette, so.
Yes, I got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
And I see a bird. It looks like a bird to me.
A bird over in the left-hand side?
Yes. No, the right.
Blow it
right
up.
Hand.
No, this is on the left-hand side. Look on the left-hand side. Blow it up and look at the left-hand side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks like something black in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Look at the image real good and see what you see, what your eyes show you.
Looks like to me like somebody sitting in the chair, almost like Lincoln sitting in the chair, but it also looks like an airplane or something, too.
Okay, that's what I got, too. People said it was an aircraft, satellites, and like Brother Wes and I said, I see a 5G tower. Why
I see two of
that
them.
Up there?
Two towers.
Yeah, two of them.
I
right.
see two
that's
towers.
It.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I see that as well. Yeah. Yeah, that's
and,
nice. I'm trying to make it go bigger.
Like...
Hmm. have to send this to my sons.
Mm-hmm.
See what they think. Huh. And see, when I blow it up more, it looks like, you know those bridges that are like up in the air that you walk across? Not the bridges that you drive across, but you know the walking bridges that are up, the wooden ones, but they're up
yeah.
over the water?
Mm-hmm. But it can
you know,
raise the bridge, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So did Brother Eric and Lester ever get back or what?
No, but Brother Eric is still here. His mind is still, you know, he's still on the line, but he's not. Brother Eric, I don't.
I think that my man was getting a little too frustrated. I could tell the way he sounded. He started dropping the 440 hertz, and he was getting frustrated. So his energy made the call drop, man. And you got to check your energy. Folks got to check their energy because either track or repel. So his energy repelled the phone call. His energy repelled the phone call because he's getting
so like
up.
I said, yeah, the conversation will give you energy or it will drain, and that's that dropping of the call, it drains. Like
that's
you
right.
said, frustration drains you, and you start to get drained. So, yeah.
That's right. You either track or you repel. That's it, man.
Mm-hmm.
You bring stuff to you or you push stuff away. So his
yep.
energy pushed his phone call away, man. And I'm learning more and more how to read all this stuff, man, every day. And I try to get people to learn how to read it and stay up with me, man. Stay up. It's difficult sometimes, but I just enjoy it, man. This shit make me laugh, man, like the way life go on now, man. I can't do nothing but laugh. I know the Most High got to have a hell of a sense of humor, man, because he made me, and I know I have fun with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because life... Hey, you might as well don't take life too serious because we all going to move on anyway. So what the fuck is everybody getting all serious and mad about for, man? I mean, we all going to move in. I'm gonna laugh and live till I die. And when I die, I'm going to the source. So I know I'm good either way.
So I like what Lester was saying with understanding the running water above ground and that we need the positive and negative, and it's 70% negative. Ions that are getting in the body. And I think most people start to resonate and stay on the negative instead of taking that negative and change it into that positive.
Right on,
bro. That's all the ground is the negative when you ground it so that you can get positive.
There
you
go. You
got to get that other end positive.
There you go, man. That's why people be saying negative shit. Negative shit be happening faster than positive stuff. Because
yep.
more people stuck
yep.
on the negative, so that collective consciousness be pushing that negative shit for them. You know what I mean?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's like a fun time to be alive to play with the Matrix, man. Because I play with the Matrix so the Matrix don't play with me, man. I love to play the Matrix, man. If you think something and see it, there it go right there. All the time. Every time.
That's it. Like when we understand this game they playing called the Hegelian dialect, this problem, reaction, solution, giving us this problem
mm-hmm.
of this fake-ass coronavirus, knowing the reaction
mm-hmm.
of the people talking about, you know, what they want from the government, and the government got this shot plan for your ass. Yeah, problem, reaction, solution, y'all.
Yeah, y'all it is. That's right.
Yep.
That's the Armageddon. They're trying to stick their arm out. They're going to be getting something.
Armageddon. That's it. That is it. Yeah. And they're going in droves where they, like they said, it's going to slow down now. But I'm tripping on this punk president talking about he wants 70%. There's that negative ions again. 70% of the American population vaccine by Independence Day. But yet they gave a count from the CDC. The CDC said that by June 3rd, 63% of America's population was vaccinated. Wait a minute. Y'all playing with the numbers. June 3rd is 63%. Don't mess with me, man. You did this on the day that you're giving us and think we're going to buy into this bull. Go ahead, Brother West.
Yeah, then they had that G7 summit. So you know them devils
summit,
doing all they can to plan something. They doing all they can to plan something. All they doing. All they doing. That's what they're doing. Checking their notes to see what they going to plan on the people, man. When I saw all
that's
them devils, man, all them devils, and that queen bee sitting in front of them, and there wasn't no Beyonce. It was the queen of the bee.
Yeah.
So
and it's just like,
so
you look at that number. What was they at the what summit? The G7?
Seven. Yes, sir.
G7. Ain't that seven
yes.
and seven? G is seven, so that's 7 plus 7. You back to 14, the code. That's the game, baby. They there setting the game up. And the G summit.
Yep, and yes, sir. And you add them 2 7 together, but you got that 5 in.
That's 5. That's it. That's the game they playing. That's it. 7 and 7 is 14.
And
that's the 5. 14 is game. And they playing a mean game at the G summit. And
yep,
we finna
well,
see
it
what they
so-
got in store. When they come back to their own countries, because scary Biden Hyden is over there. He's supposed to get with what's Putin, I think, next week. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's funny to see them devils on their last hurrah, man. They're like a drowning fucking man in the ocean, man. Their time is up, man. All we got to do is ride out and laugh at it because the universe is going to give us the antidote. We've been here too long, man. The most
exactly.
I got us, man.
Exactly. That's it.
So I don't even worry about what the devil's planning, man, because it's all going to backfire on them. I wish my man Lester was back on, man, so could we give him this positive energy, man, because that's what the deal was. His flow messed him up, man. He's so when you rise above stuff like that, the way people do this shit frustrating sometimes.
Oh, it does. It does, man. I've been there, done that, so I know. Man, I know. Yeah, well, you said Eric Line was still open, but.
Yeah, his line
through.
Is still open. No, he hasn't came through.
Yeah. That was his music in the background that was playing for a minute, wasn't it?
Yes, that was his. It wasn't mine.
Okay. So.
I don't know what's going
on. You might. I guess me and Eddie was like listening and ready to chime in with my brother, and then I guess the energy knocked him off, but.
Yeah.
You might have to bring him back sometime, Antoinette, so we can talk to him to try to help the brother out.
Yes, I think that'd be a wonderful idea.
Yeah. But he's good. He don't need
he
too
is.
Much help. All he needs is people like you, myself, Eric, who basically chimes in and just echoes what he's saying to let the other family know that, hey, we all on that same accord. We coming from different angles, but we going to the same place on the one. So that's it.
Yes.
That's all. So it's beautiful listening to people like that who's got a different angle, a different way that they're getting towards their journey, that they're here to just help with just basic information so that other people can journey along their journey at ease. Not busy, but at ease.
Miss Kim,
how are you doing this evening?
Blessed and moving on, rolling with it.
All right.
That's right.
I dropped, so I don't know where you all are. Go ahead, so I can see what's happening.
No, well, Brother Lester dropped too, and then Brother Eric went to see if he can get him the 3-way call, and now he's not responding, so we don't know what happened on that end. And Brother West
no,
and I had just been talking about
Yeah. So.
I heard all of that. I just dropped a couple of minutes ago.
Okay.
You all were talking about a picture or something.
Talking about this. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
No, I was just going to tell Miss Kim. I'll send you the picture Brother Eddie has sent to me.
Uh-huh.
I'll send it to you right now.
You all were talking about the 5G. I'm almost sure when Antoinette was reading that, one of those patent things, it said that the frequency created a virus. I wish somebody would check that out that could understand it better. Once we know what we got, then we know, can find out what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to 528 hertz. Listen to 528 hertz and stay above it and don't let it, don't have no fear. Don't be scared.
Say that again, darling.
Don't have no fear and don't be scared and listen to your music and 528 hertz. Your music and 528 hertz.
Okay. I hear you. Hear what you're saying, not quite understanding that.
No, he was just saying that we should listen to music, a music that we are tied to by the frequency of the earth. It's 528 hertz. And that 528 hertz resonates a tone that basically repairs our DNA and gets us in touch with the earth's frequency.
That's what I was talking about.
So that's our natural flow from the earth to our heart. That's our actual beat of the heart. Is 528, which is also the actual beat of the earth. That's why heart and earth and beat are the same number. But when you look at heart and earth, if you put the H of heart to the end, now heart becomes earth. Heart is, that's the connection to the beat. So the 528, which also comes to a 6. When you add 5 plus 2 plus 8, that's a 6. Heart is 6. Earth is 6, beat is 6, vibration is 6. So that's the actual vibration from the earth to our heart. So that's what he's saying, the 528 hertz is one of the musics we definitely need to listen to. It actually repairs our DNA. And by the way, DNA is also 6. Was that okay? For you, Brother West, because I know she asked you the question, and I happen to say something. So.
I understood you clearly. I clearly that.
Yeah. Yeah, you broke it all down just right, man. And always when I explain stuff, I keep it simple. I try to make it I consider everybody a fifth grader. I keep it simple. Am I smarter than a fifth grader? I keep it in fifth grade.
A child can leave
them. I like that.
So that's that 5 again. That's that 5 again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why I love it. That's why love is 5, baby. When you're talking about how you love, baby, that's 14. That's the 5. That's why you're so in love with what you're doing, too. It's all about love.
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Yeah, I sent Brother Eric a text, so let's see if he'll respond back.
If he responds, okay.
Yeah, I let him know that his mind is open, you know, so we're just waiting for him.
Can I change the subject for just a moment?
Yes, ma'am.
Somebody would change something.
No, go ahead, Ms. Kim. I was just saying we only got 20 more minutes before the overtime, if they give us overtime. So that's all I was saying for Brother Eric. But you go ahead and say what you were going to say.
I wanted to share something. July 18th, 1978. Was proclaimed Tim Weston Day by Mayor Young. and there has never been any type of celebration.
We're
and actually,
have to do that, Ms. Kim.
Pardon?
I said, we're going to have to do that. We have to do it here.
I'd like to share what happened.
Okay.
The youth program, that was the second year I started the program that they say would never work. I started it in 1977. So this is 1978, and we're performing downtown Detroit in Hart Plaza. And the mayor walked up to me and gave me a box and a piece of paper and said, congratulations. And he walked away. I forgot all about the box and the paper. 2 days later, I looked, it was the chief to the city. And a proclamation that day was Tim Wesley Day.
So that's your holiday, Ms. Kim.
I just want to know, is that strange to anybody else?
No, yes.
It's not strange to you?
No. You deserved it.
Okay.
You took a program that you worked with and that you made, and it was effective. And it kept everyone, you know, kept them out of trouble.
Okay. Sounds good.
And it kept the talent and everything alive in Detroit for that time.
Guess what? Nobody knows that was Tim Weston there. And I forgot it.
Well, it's time for it to be revealed.
I'm trying to understand what's going on.
Hey, I'm trying to figure it out, too, what's going on every day. Every day I'm trying to figure it out.
Yep.
Well, what I would like to do is to do an hour at my church.
Mm-hmm.
And then have a program at the Coleman A. Young Airport, which is the Philly Airport. And I didn't even know that they had named it after Mayor Young. But Mayor Young gave me the money to go do the demo for Detroit.
Oh. Is that the one that she did with the youth?
Yes. No. The establishment. There was so much bureaucracy going on. Mayor Young should have been president. He was in the Senate for many years.
Uh-huh.
And he watched them. And when he became mayor, he knew the rules of the game. It was doing good until he called Reagan Poon Face.
Oh, my.
He called Reagan Poon Face and he cut all the money out. He told him. Yeah. Nobody says anything about that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Those are the games you got to watch.
Yes.
Let me ask you all. You all know who Kwame Kilpatrick is, right? He was the mayor.
Yeah.
He was the mayor of Detroit. Anthony, I'm trying to say he's the mayor of Detroit.
Okay.
That went to jail.
Yes.
He's out now.
Oh, okay, good.
And he's going to preach at Little Rock Baptist Church soon.
Oh.
So he's become a preacher. I didn't care.
Wow. Well, that happens. That happens a lot. No, is he gonna be preaching at your church?
No, sir. I mean, no, ma'am. I don't think so.
Are you gonna go to it? Are you gonna go to where he's gonna be preaching?
I'm gonna wait to hear about it.
Oh.
Because I promise you, every name will be taken.
It should be a good program. That should be a good service.
I believe they shouldn't come into jail like they did to make up for what they couldn't do to Coleman. That's just my personal opinion. I have no proof.
Now, who is Coleman?
Mary Young.
Oh, okay.
They tried everything they could. And I just found out recently what the downfall was. Came from within his family.
Mm-hmm.
The weakest link. Someone said Pretty Boy Rick had something to do with it. I don't know. But they had tried some of everything to take Coleman down. And I believe Mayor Fitzpatrick tried to be like Coleman, but he didn't have the knowledge that Coleman had. Coleman was in the Senate. I don't know how many.
Hmm.
Plus, he was a Tuskegee Airman.
Oh, really? So, were the other airmen help?
Pardon?
Were the other Tuskegee Airmen help with that? Any of them?
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
I asked, will any of the other Tuskegee Airmen help with that?
Help with what, baby?
With him. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
I love you, too, sweetheart. I love you, baby. I'm sorry, yo. That was my son.
There's something that I'd like to say about Mary Young. He said, I'll take loyalty over ability any day.
Hmm. Wow.
Oh, thank you. And in saying that, I see something for the first time. That's why he brought me to the city like me too. They blocked him evidently some kind of way from what he had in mind. But because he saw my loyalty, it went through anyway. There was no celebration. It was supposed to be a part of a celebration.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. Well, I had no idea what was going on because I was involved in the program with the youth trying to make sure that it worked. And that's one of the things that I saw.
Yeah.
We've got to have people that we can depend on.
True.
We can stop playing games. My brother said, what you say, Don't say what you don't want. Are you talking about what you don't want? Talk about what you want.
Agree with that, Ms. Kim. But you also have to know what you want. Sometimes you don't know what you want, but you know what you don't want.
And whose job is it to find that out?
That individual.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what I want. I want to do a tribute to the Tuskegee Airmen, especially the Dodas.
Yes.
The original Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah. Well, did you get in touch with Brother Billy for that also as well?
Yes, I'd ask him to be a part.
Yes.
So what y'all think about that? Say something.
Billy and Wes, what do y'all feel?
I feel she's right on the money, what she said, especially the last part. Whatever you want to do is your world. Whatever anybody want to do, once you think and see it, it happens.
Well, Ms. Kim, you know, we heard from Brother Wes. Brother Eddie? Brother Eddie may have stepped away for a moment. But just when you talk to Brother Billy, Ms. Kim, just, you know, see how much.
I've already talked to him, baby. We've already talked to him.
And he said yes.
Said he'll do what he can.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's for no more than that.
That's right. Well, that's good. That's very good. And then I'm sure the major will be able to help with that as well. And the colonel.
Did you ever interview Sophia and her daughter?
No, I haven't. I haven't gotten their contact information yet.
Okay. Her daughter was Miss Jean Pink, I think.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that, yes.
I told you. She told
me. Her mother told me. Her mother told me. I think you did too, but I know her mother told me. And how she flies and everything now, too. How she got her story is really amazing. Brother Wes and everyone, y'all would really find her story fascinating, this young girl.
What day is Juneteenth? Is the 19th on?
What day of the week is it?
Yeah.
Just a moment. Let me see. Wait a minute. I got the rest of the calendar right in here. Find my calendar in this phone, Ms. Kim.
Did we lose Brother Weston?
Brother Weston,
I'm
there? Listening. Okay, do you know what day Juneteenth is?
I think it's Saturday. It's Saturday. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What do you know about Juneteenth, Brother Wes?
Well, from what I hear is that's the date that the people in Texas celebrate that when they found out the Emancipation Proclamation 2 years after, 1865, so it didn't get to the people in Texas for another 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. So, and they found out in June and it was around by the middle of June, so they just called it Juneteenth.
Yeah. And you said the 18th or the 19th, Ms. Kim?
19th.
Okay. Yeah, Brother Wesley was correct. That's a Saturday.
So the 18th is a Friday?
Yes.
Maybe we can get them on Friday.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be perfect.
Well, thanks for going, John. I'm working on the beard. working on the beard. And that's on my heaven on earth.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
That's what it is.
Heaven where we are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God bless you. Antina, don't you have Detroit?
Yes, I do. Would you like me to play that?
Would you please?
Yes. All right, hurry up and do it. We got 1 minute.
God bless you.
God bless y'all too on Sabbath. Yes,
okay,
ma'am. Thank you for sharing.
I got to hurry up and quit this before. I'm not
go
trying
ahead.
To.
Go
okay,
ahead.
I didn't want Wesley to think I was being rude. It's going to cut off in a minute.
Bye. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mayor Young in Detroit, this is for you, okay? Join me, if you will, on the pod. Traveled in the world and checked out each town with care. See all that I could see, but my home would still be dear to me. And that's Detroit. Can I get some hand claps for something? We'll be right back.
But you've been such a marvelous audience. I wonder if I could impose on you just one more time. I'd like to hear everybody snap your finger, clap your hands, or something right here, you know. Those of you that were born from born here in Detroit, could I get you to say Detroit? Huh? But I want to hear you say it, okay? I'm on count to four, and then I want to hear you. One, two, three, four. Detroit! Bring it down just a little bit.
Must have had fun making that song. She want to hear it again.
Pardon me?
I'm
telling you,
right,
you have fun with Devin Tim.
You from Detroit? Well, she's not only saying it, she's showing you. Can I get everybody right here? When I throw the mic out there, I want to hear you say Detroit, okay? Oh, no, we got to do it together. One. Two, three, four. Hey, yeah. Huh. Again. One, two, three, four. Would you tear the roof off the mother this time for me? Huh? One, two, three, four.
Detroit.
Hey, uh-huh, that's what I'm talking about.
All right, Miss Kim. Kim. Maybe she clicked over.
She might have went to see. That sounded like one of the 70s movies. I was going to see Pam Grier or somebody on there, Jim Brown or somebody there.
Yeah.
Hammer Cease or somebody. Isaac Hayes or something. She had fun making that song there.
Yeah, did you ever see the on YouTube where she did Lift Every Voice?
I'm going to check it out. I saw a picture, though.
Yeah.
But I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to YouTube and check it out.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, Miss Kim had her fist up in the air, too, when the guys came back from the Olympics. I think
mm-hmm.
that's when she did that one. But I know Jesse Jackson announced her.
Mm-hmm.
And she came out and she sang Lift Every Voice.
All right, dear. That's all right on time.
Yes. Yes, it is. Now, Miss Kim, if you got yourself on mute, maybe she got herself on mute. And Brother Eric is still here. He's not saying anything, though. I don't know. And can't let anybody else in because it's after 12. And we're in that overtime period, so it's not going to do anything. Well, I don't know. Brother Wes, is there anything that you want to hear that you know that I have on the playlist?
No, I'm good right now. I appreciate it, though. I'm good.
That's what I said. I don't even know if Look, I'm asking you, and I don't even know if I'm able to even do that. But I can try to see if we can get something. Okay, let me see.
Yeah, play that song by Brother Ray.
I can't get anything. I just tried.
Okay, next time.
Okay, yeah. The first man. Okay, let me tell y'all this. It's here. There will be no Sunday show. Brother Dry Bones is gone away. But also, y'all have to start downloading whatever it is that you want because, you know, you don't know how long Blog Talk is going to be here and how long we're going to be on Blog Talk. So you want to start downloading, you know, whatever you want from these avenues. I really suggest that you get them and download them so that you'll have them for your, you know, your own personal collection, for your own personal review. And don't forget, next Wednesday coming up, we're doing the family show.
Mm-hmm.
So I love doing the family shows. I love them.
Yeah.
I always love doing them. So I think that could be an interesting show. Especially if everybody brings their recipes, remedies, you know, that natural things that, you know, that you were used to when you grew up or, you know, that you found out as you got older. You know, your memories and things like that, I always love that stuff. Okay. Is that you with the background noise, Brother West?
I don't hear it now.
No, I don't hear it now. It stopped.
Okay.
Well, y'all. Well, Brother West, you have anything that you wish to add?
No, I'm good. We just keep moving up, taking one day at a time, enjoy living, enjoy the show. Learn how to control the matrix. Don't let the matrix control you.
Yes. That is true. I think that's something that I know I have to work on. I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah, we are working on it.
Yeah. It's the
but
time
anyway, I'm
going
to catch you on the next episode. I'm going to catch you on the next episode because I got to go to work in the morning.
Yeah, well, and I'm going to say goodnight. Well, y'all, thank you for being with us for your time, and I wish y'all a good night, and we'll be back again on Wednesday, Brother Eddie and I. Brother Eddie, I think Brother Eddie, no, Brother Eddie's not here. Miss Kim, do you have anything that you wish to add? If we can get her. Okay, can't get her either. Okay, y'all, well, I'd like to thank you for being with us this evening, and I wish y'all a good weekend, and so y'all have a good one, and good night.
Okay, thank you. Take care,
okay,
man.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.